Okay, cool. So, first question from Glenn was, what are some of the books that made the greatest difference in your life?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Those are good ones.
I don't mean to be snarky, but that is... We got to come back to the basics, you know? And it's funny how God wrote booklets. We've written libraries on his booklets. But he's generally simple and to the point.
Right. Yeah. No, that's good. What are some of the fruits that you've seen from Real Life Catholic Series?
Oh, wow. You know, one of the big fruits I'm experiencing right now, my own son. I just filmed season 2. And Real Life Catholic's on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Google Play, and EWTN. But we filmed an episode on a ranch in Texas. And about this guy's working 50,000 acres. And he's this strong, quiet cowboy. And he starts every day by going to adoration. So I brought my teenage son with me. And he just felt like the Lord was calling him to go back there. So right now, he's working as a ranch hand instead of spending his fall semester at college, because he's like, man, I need to man up. I need to get a work ethic. And so it's, tell you, talk about a game changer for my own family.
Yeah, absolutely. How many seasons are planned right now, or in the works? Do we know?
Yeah, we're in the midst of season 2, and we'll see. We'll see, man. Do you watch the show? You dig it?
Yes, I do. In fact, the Council of Man is a group of that stay up with you for sure.
Oh, beautiful! Thanks, brothers. So we got new shows being released one a month starting in October, and then we release all 10 in March. So that's what's coming up. Some good stuff.
Another one. What's your favorite drink? Are you beer, whiskey guy? Are you scotch, bourbon?
I love a good martini.
Martini, okay.
With Hendrick's gin is my favorite. In fact, I actually found I loved it a little too much, and I recently got my gin down the sink.
Hey, moderation looks different for everybody, right?
It's true, man. It's true. Yeah. Not that I was getting trashed every night, but I was feeling the tentacles come in. I got alcoholism in my family line. I was feeling like, man, I really need that martini tonight. And there's a great saying from G.K. Chesterton that he said, you should only drink when you don't need to drink, which is the great paradox of alcohol. You know, as soon as you feel like you got to have it, that's when you got to not have it. And when you barely want it, have your martini. You know, so I've switched to, I'll drink when I go out or when buddies are over. But the nightly by myself, I just had to pull back. But definitely a gin martini. That's my thing.
Okay, cool. I'm a bourbon guy in the summertime and a scotch guy in the winter.
Beautiful.
Because I like the peaty, smoky of scotch, but the bourbon, it's nice. I dig it. Yeah. In fact, we have, I'll send you one if you want one. Hold on real quick. Let me see. We have a Glencairn glass. It's for whiskey, and it has our logo on it. I'll send you one if you'd like one.
I'd love it. I'd be honored.
Okay.
Man.
Cool. I'll get you one. Let's see. Well, another question would be, let's see, how am I on time?
Just fire away. Let's hammer those two out. That'd be great.
Outside of the Bible, your anybody in the Bible, your greatest influence is a Catholic person.
Wow. Tough question. John Paul II is my hero.
Yeah. Okay.
He really is, man. That guy's just
a stud.
Yeah,
he's a stud of a saint.
He is. It's incredible.
In fact, me and four other guys finally got through all of Theology of the Body with him. Wow. All of his Wednesday audiences. It took us like 4 years because we only did it once a week in the morning time before work. But we finally made it through. We got all the way through it.
Awesome. Yes.
How do you decompress? You're up there on stage. You get used to hearing the crowd, the yells, the excitement. How do you decompress?
That took a long time to learn how to do that, because there's natural adrenaline that comes with my job, with public speaking, with traveling, and you get home walking the door and it's you're just switching from fifth gear to first gear. And if you don't, and you stay ramped up, you feel a little down when you come home. It's really kind of, and it's really just a basic biology behind that. And a lot of people say they'd rather die than publicly speak. So there's really adrenaline involved. Even if you're good at it, there's a lot of adrenaline involved. Wow, decompression. I think it's recognizing what's happening inside of me as far as the adrenaline flows on a biological level. And, you know, and I think that happens to a lot of guys in a regular work day too, especially if there's conflict at work. There's mm-hmm. things that are amped up inside of us on a biological level. If we're amped up for a fight at work and, you know, or whatever it is we're doing at work, you come home and you're now going from caveman mode, who's out about to club a, you know, something to eat for his family.
Right.
To, whew, I got to chill out, you know? So I think just literally paying attention to what's going on inside, being aware of it has helped me transition gracefully.
You're known for storytelling. The art of storytelling is finally coming back. I think we like lost it. I don't know where it went. I don't know who hit it. But yeah, finally giving the story. We're finally telling a story. We have a beautiful story. As Catholics, we have the best story. What happened? How do we get back to the art of storytelling?
Oh man, and God is a storyteller. We speak words, and He speaks the stories. You know, that's how He communicates through person, places, and things, because he's the author of human history. The saints are those stories. You know, I think of the gospel message, all the light that's in there. It hits the prism of a person's life and shines through it in a particular way. It shines a different light through them to us in a way that we could grasp maybe in our own lives. I've always been obsessed with the saints. So that I think comes through in all my talks and in my writings. Mm-hmm. The stories of the saints' lives.
Well, man, I won't keep you any longer. I want to thank you, though, for putting a good production in. I think production has a huge key in what Rise is doing. You know, your videos are high production. For whatever reason, a lot of Catholic entities go cheap on production, so it looks corny. Mm-hmm. It sounds corny. This is very well done. It's aesthetically pleasing. It's, you know, the kind of the true good and beautiful part that we need. So I thank you for that, because we're always seem like 10 years behind everybody else.
Yeah, not anymore, man.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, man, Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. MenRiseUp.org is where you want to go. Fall 2018, you want to get signed up ASAP. Anything else? Last words for you?
No, I'm just humbled and honored. So thank you, brother. If I think if there's anything particularly that stands out about my ministry, it's that I'm not real special. It's like, hey, that's an average guy. And hey, I could do what he's doing and be what he is too. Because, you know, he's not a great theologian. He's, look at him, he's wearing a t-shirt and I'm wearing a hoodie. I mean, I just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just honored to take the journey with anybody who's willing to take it with me. And it is a very personal thing. And just keep that revolution going of average Joe guy leading the church. So thank you for your part in that. This is how the church needs to be branded in 2018.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks again, man. I appreciate you.
You too, man. Peace.
Peace.